Let's, without further ado, go to the Revolution Hotline and talk to Arkansas Democrat Gazette reporter and an old friend, Bob Holt.
He is an old friend.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Pat. How you doing? Are you guys calling to talk about the Tigers sweeping the Red Sox?
The Tigers sweeping the Red Sox? No, but Drew Smiley's pitching today, isn't he?
That's right. Yeah, the former Little Rock Central and Arkansas star. So if people are looking for a little ray of sunshine in these cloudy times, they can, catch Drew Smiley pitching for the Tigers today against Tampa Bay Rays.
It's a good day to fake sick too, Bob, and cut out of work early because it's a noon first pitch today. So if you're going to catch the game, I don't know if your boss lets you. Well, your boss probably does, Bob. But for most people, watching a baseball game during your work hours maybe not so easy. So maybe faking an illness today would be a good move for some folks if they want to catch Drew Smiley today.
Well, it's not a bad idea, or at least you can watch a few innings during your lunch break.
That'd be an idea, for sure. I'm cutting out early. My whole job is a lunch break. Really? You feeling ill? Oh, boy, Pat got sick all of a sudden. How weird. Well, Bob, people around here have been feeling sick for the last few days because of what's gone on with things on the Hill, and today I thought you did a great job of summing up some potential guys, and you broke it down by category, which was also helpful. NFL guys, interim guys, and potential long-term head coaches. And let's just talk about maybe some of the folks that you would consider leading contenders in each category at this point.
Well, at this late date, I really think their best route would be to go the interim route, kind of like if you look at what Ohio State did last year, when Jim Tressel was forced to resign. I think that happened in late May. Butch Davis got fired in North Carolina in, I think it was July, which was a really weird move. So both those programs had interim head coaches and then did searches and then hired full-time coaches after the season. That makes the most sense for Arkansas because, to me, if you hired a coach now, you'd have to hire a guy who wouldn't bring a staff with him because Arkansas's got a good staff intact. And it really, to me, wouldn't be fair to these players to, have them have to adjust to a new staff after spring practice. I mean, actually, I think that'd be crazy. And so if you're going to go that route, I think it'd have to be a guy like Garrick McGee, who I'm not saying he wouldn't be a good coach, but all due respect to Garrick, I don't know why you'd hire a guy who's never coached a game as a head coach before. I mean, you might as well just appoint one of these interim guys. And as far as that goes, personally, I think Tim Horton would be a good choice because I know he's a running backs coach, but he's not a coordinator on offense or defense, but he's a recruiting coordinator. What would you say is the most important thing for Arkansas right now? I'd say shoring up its image for recruiting. And I don't know who'd do a better job of that than Tim Horton because, he's an in-state guy. He's from Conway, played for the Razorbacks. His dad, Harold's a longtime Razorback player, coach, administrator, president of the foundation. So Tim's a Razorback through and through. And I'm not saying these other coaches aren't loyal to Arkansas, but I don't think anybody really knows the program inside and out like Tim Horton does. You look at Tabor Johnson and Paul Haynes, I think they're both quality coaches, but they've only been at Arkansas for a matter of weeks. And then you look at Paul Petrino, and this isn't his fault at all, but the Petrino, just being Bobby's brother, I think that's a detriment to him right now in terms of this situation. Unfortunately, it's not Paul's fault, but I think it's the reality. So, personally, I think out of that group, Tim Horton makes the most sense to me. I mean, you could still have Paul Petrino calling the plays on offense. You could still have Paul Haynes running the defense, and then you'd have Tim out there leading the recruiting efforts and sort of, dealing with the media and trying to shore up all the image problems they have right now.
Bob Holt joining us in the zone today, talking about the coaching search for Arkansas. And, the Tim Horton thing, I guess we hadn't thought about until I read that in the paper today, and I thought certainly a great choice. And a guy that's really well-respected, has great connections with high school coaches in the state, and I think he's an easy sell in a living room anywhere in the state or in the country, to be honest with you. You mentioned the Garrick McGee thing, and we had a pretty spirited debate yesterday about this particular issue. To me, Bob, one of the most important things is this has to be clean. You don't want any blood in the water. You don't want anything that's questionable. And you pointed out the same thing I did yesterday in your column today about, taking a coach that, A, like you said, hasn't coached it down, but you're also taking him away from a school that I wouldn't say took a big chance on him. I mean, he's certainly very qualified, but, gave the guy an opportunity to be a head coach, and he's going to walk out before he coaches it down. It just doesn't feel very good, and Arkansas certainly needs a situation, to me, that feels good. Pat, though, would make the argument, just get the right guy. I don't care whose feelings are hurt at the end of the day.
Well, I agree. Arkansas has got to do its best for Arkansas and not worry. I mean, it may seem kind of unfeeling or whatever, but rude. But, yeah, Arkansas's got to do its best for Arkansas and not worry about hurting this school or that school. Because the nature of the business is, if you're hiring a good coach, you're taking him away from somebody that didn't want to lose him. But, yeah, like I said, and I would say it's about Gus Malzahn or Garrick McGee or anybody who's a new head coach who's never been a head coach in college. Is a, you know, to me, Arkansas, well, why would you hire a guy who's never been a head coach? Even if they seem like quality people, I think Arkansas could do better than that. I think it's I know that they're set up for a good season in 2012. They want to keep the staff together. To me, you do that by having one of these guys be an interim coach, whether it's Tim Horton or Paul Petrino or Tavor Johnson or Paul Haynes or whoever you want to appoint, because you're going to keep the staff intact that way. Then you can bring in another assistant, somebody to help coach, you know, an area that you feel like that head, whoever you appoint the head coach in needs help in that particular area maybe. But, I mean, you're still hiring a guy for, you hope it's the long term. Of course, in this day and age, what constitutes the long term in college football might be 4 or 5 years, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, one thing is interesting, Bobby Petrino still never coached anywhere longer than 4 seasons because he's not going to make it to a 5th season in Arkansas. But that being said, Arkansas hopes they're hiring a guy for the next 10, 12 years. And if you're going to do that, I think you need to hire a proven head coach, or if they want to have a great year with an interim coach, maybe you give that guy a chance to keep the job. But, I mean, if Luke Fickle had a big year at Ohio State, maybe he's a coach at Ohio State, not Urban Meyer, but Ohio State went 6-7, so obviously they're going to make a move after a year like that. And Arkansas, I think, would too. If they won 6 or 7 games, if they won 10 or 11, they might say, well, this interim guy did a pretty good job. Let's keep him. But, yeah, I just don't see why you would hire a guy that's never coached a game as a head coach in college. I think Arkansas's program, you know, demands, you know, better coach than that, or a more proven coach, I should say. I'm not saying Gus Malzahn and Garrick McGee aren't going to be great head coaches, but they're not proven right now because they haven't done it yet.
Bob Holt joined us on the Revolution Hotline. Bob, next week, spring game. I know Jeff Long had said that he's going to take his time deciding what's going to happen, but with the spring game coming up, do you expect him to come out next week and at least say, well, here's part of our timetable and this is how we're going to proceed at least for this spring game? Because I think ESPN, isn't ESPN, someone's showing it nationally, right?
Not that I'm aware.
Statewide?
It might be now.
So what kind of a timetable or what can we expect the coaching staff to look like going into the spring game?
Well, Jeff Long said the other night, if I'm not mistaken, my head's a little cloudy right now, hazy, although I have not been in an accident. I think he said Tavor Johnson was going to remain as the interim coach through the spring game, which is April 21st. And then after that, he'd sort of reassess the situation. And he basically left all options on the table, keeping Tavor as the interim head coach going forward and into next season, having another member of the staff be the interim head coach going forward and into next season, or hiring another coach, a new coach. So I think those options are all on the table. And you got to remember when Jeff met with us at whatever time it was, 7:30, I think it was, excuse me, you know, he had just, I mean, he knew earlier in the day he was going to fire by Petrino, but, you know, he really hadn't had a whole lot of time to assess the coaching situation. I'm sure that they were considering whether or not to fire Petrino. You know, they obviously had to give, you know, cause to think about, okay, well, what are we going to do moving forward? But really at the time, the big thing was the review and what are they going to do, you know, about by Petrino. So he really hadn't had a whole lot of time to assess that. So I think they're probably still in the planning stage. Plus, they may be assessing who's interested. You know, they might say, well, our best option is going interim. And then, oh, wow, Coach A's interested? I had no idea he'd be interested. Wow, that guy would be a great hire, or potentially could be a great hire. Let's investigate that. Or they might have coaches tell them, look, I'd love to have that job, but I can't leave my job now. But after the season, I'd be really interested in your job. So I'm sure they're getting some of that, too. So there's got a whole lot of information to process here. And frankly, you don't have to be in a big rush to do it, especially if they're going to hire somebody after the season, which, like I say, the more I think about it, the more that just makes the most sense, is to go ahead and hire a coach, you know, after next season, just kind of assess where you are. I know they don't want to torpedo 2012, and I really think the best way and the fairest thing to these players is to have is to keep things in place that have already been put in place, systems, terminology, familiarity with the coaches. And plus, this is a good coaching staff. First and foremost, this is a good coaching staff. They're familiar with the players. And from a totally business standpoint, these coaches are all going to be paid, you know, through next summer. I mean, you know, a year from, you know, summer 2013 at the least. And if you bring in a whole new staff, you're going to be paying two staffs, which is going to be probably a couple extra $1 million, which they really can't, you know, who can afford to spend an extra couple $1 million these days, you know?
I don't know. They just freed up $3.5 million.
Well, and that's the thing we talked about before you came on was, you know, you're not dealing with a situation where you have, a split locker room or a split coaching staff. These guys were, by all accounts, geared up and ready to go full steam ahead, and they knew the game plan, and it was so close to the spring game that I'm sure that these guys was just ready to go, you know, players and assistant coaches included.
Bob, if he feels like they need stability going forward and a guy that they can sell as far as recruiting goes through this season and looking forward into next season, who would you look at? And you mentioned a couple other guys we haven't talked about yet. Talk about the viability maybe of some of those other names that you'd mentioned in the paper today.
Well, I mean, you know, Butch Davis is a name that's very familiar to Arkansas fans, and he's a Razorback, and I think he's a quality head coach. The problem is he got fired at North Carolina just a few months ago amid NCAA recruiting violations. So while I put him on the list, I honestly couldn't see them hiring Butch. I think Butch would be a good coach, I just think there's too much baggage there.
Yeah, you got to have two arguments, I guess, all the time with these guys. It's would you be a good coach, and is it a clean hire? I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
He definitely would be too risky, I would think, at this point.
And you know, Tommy Tuberville, some people might say, oh, gee, he's 57, so he's not a young guy. But, you know, Tommy Tuberville, like, the quality coach. He obviously knows the SEC. Bobby Petrino had been an offensive coordinator at Auburn for 1 year, so he had a little bit of SEC experience. And if you look at most hires in the SEC these days, they seem to want to hire a guy that's got an SEC background because the league's so tough, and it really helps to understand how to coach in the league, how to recruit in the league. You know, I mean, it's a tough business all the way around.
Right.
Tommy Tuberville coached Auburn for 10 years. He coached Ole Miss for 4 years, I believe. So he's got 14 years of head coaching experience. I think he's a very good head coach. He's kind of a CEO type. He's a guy that lets his coordinators do their thing. He's got a defensive background. Obviously, he's a defensive coordinator. But once again, you know, he'd want to bring a staff from Texas Tech with him. So yeah, I just don't think that would work. But Tommy might be a viable option after the season. Of course, at that point, he's going to be probably 58. And they're probably looking for somebody younger. But I do think he's a name, obviously, Arkansas fans relate to. And he's a proven winner in the SEC.
We mentioned a couple other defensive coordinators in your article here today, both with SEC ties, one with very close Arkansas ties, certainly a name that is very well respected around the state. He's coming from Louisville, though, so that would be a little hairy. I don't know if people would want another Louisville coach, although totally different animal here. I mean, we're talking about with Charlie Strong. And then Paul Rhodes, I guess I didn't realize he had the background with Long, but he's also a former SEC defensive coordinator at Auburn.
Yeah, the funny thing is Gene Chizik left Iowa State to go to Auburn, and then Paul Rhodes was on Tommy's staff as defensive coordinator. So then Paul Rhodes went from Auburn to Iowa State. So I don't think they necessarily – I don't know if they traded however. I don't know if Paul Rhodes bought Chizik's house or anything like that. But yeah, I think Paul Rhodes, you look at Iowa State, and he's 18 and 20, and that's not a real sexy hire maybe from a fan standpoint. But if you realize Iowa State, 18 wins in 3 years is pretty impressive. You know, that's a hard place to win in that
yeah,
league.
They typically suck down there.
And they don't have a real good history. They've had their ups and downs. But, you know, he's taken them to 2 bowl games. I mean, they've been like 7-6, 6-7. But that's... You know, I guess he's a quality coach, and he's got some SEC background. He's got some ties to Jeff Long. Now, you know, I don't think you don't necessarily have to have ties to Jeff Long because Bobby Petrino and Jeff Long, I guess they'd been in the Big East together. Jeff was at Pitt as AD, and Bobby was at Louisville. But I don't think they had a close relationship or anything. I'm not even sure they really knew each other, maybe the other than to say hi at league meetings or something of that nature. But I don't think it ever hurts if you have a personal history with somebody or knowledge of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Arkansas, they're not going to be able to go out and hire, you know, Nick Saban or somebody like that. I thought Jack Crow had an interesting point. I talked to Jack yesterday, and the story today talked about how Arkansas is a real quality job, and there's only about 10 or 12 guys they can get. The other guys are all in play for them. So if that really is the truth, and Jack makes a valid point, mm-hmm. You know, if Arkansas really has a huge pool of applicants they can choose from after the season, then I just don't know why you wouldn't wait for the long-term benefit of the program.
There was a name that was thrown out by none other than John Daly yesterday. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter, but he had mentioned John Gruden. And that's a name that, if you want sexy, that's a name that would definitely get the Razorback fan base excited, I would think. I don't know if there's any viability there. I don't know if they can pay him what he's making at ESPN. But any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I think it'd be an interesting hire. I actually was around him a little bit at the Senior Bowl back whenever Matt Jones was went. Remember when Matt Jones went to the Senior Bowl, and Gruden was Tampa Bay's coach at the time, and he was coaching the South team. He was real nice. You know, he was very engaging, just like you see him on TV. I do remember I was talking to him after a practice. A group of us were, and I was asking about Jones because I was basically down on Matt Jones' detail, you know, and he finally looked at me and said, man, you're wearing me out with the Matt Jones questions, you know. So I don't know. If he came here, he might not want to be around me because he's
you wearing somebody out?
Bowl.
Come on, Bob.
Bob Holt is going to get what Bob Holt wants, and you're going to give it to
him. Yeah, buddy.
Well, but I did have a good in with them. I'm from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Well, that's one of the places I'm from. That's where I kind of grew up. Southeast Missouri State, and Gruden had actually been a GA there. So we had a little bit of a connection talking about Southeast Missouri State, and he talked about how when he was a GA to help make ends meet, he cut carpeting was one of the things he did. So after that, we were okay. We had the Cape Girardeau thing going on. But, Gruden would be a really interesting hire. I got to say, he sounds like he's turned down a lot of jobs, and I really couldn't see him taking, you know, a job like Arkansas based on what he's turned down and all that. It's interesting, but I personally can't see it, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't happen.
Bob, you're up there in Fayetteville, but down here we're hearing some guy called in yesterday, said he saw Charlie Weiss coming out of the airport, and then there's rumors of so many different coaches coming in and out of there. Is that stuff any accuracy to those kind of reports, or is it just something that we're going to be hearing throughout the next couple of weeks or summertime even?
Well, I'm sure you're going to be hearing all kinds of things. I didn't personally. I wasn't at the airport, so I don't know if Charlie Weiss was there or not.
Come on, everyone knows you can see him on the radar. Let's go. Well,
he would be a hard guy to miss. Maybe he was here on a recruiting trip or something. I don't know if he was here, but yeah, Charlie Weiss. I'm just thinking the Kansas job. I really can't see Charlie Weiss coming here. Would the fan base be excited about Charlie White?
No, I tell you who would, though. Herman's Ribs would be very excited if Charlie White took that job.
I'm not going to make any jokes about anybody's weight.
We shouldn't either, but if you're going to steal a guy, though, to me, if you're going to steal a guy that hadn't coasted down yet, he ain't the one. So I'd rather have Garrett.
Yeah, well, and of course, Charlie White.
Be very afraid Kansas is back.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a head coach at Notre Dame and got fired. He's been a coordinator in the NFL.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying Charlie Weiss doesn't have a good resume. He didn't do a particularly good job in Florida last year.
No, he didn't.
Offensively. I don't think that's a hire that would excite Arkansas fans at all.
All right, let's switch gears here real quick. Arkansas signed D. Wagner, basketball, from Louisiana, 5'11". Is a kid that kind of was under the radar, really. I looked at some of the other schools that offered him. What's the deal with him?
And, you know, Houston Nutt used to take a beating over, he got this running back. He was also being recruited by Rice and Sam Houston State. Well, this kid's being recruited by Sam Houston State and some other Southland schools.
Yeah, I think it was Stephen F. Austin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
really hadn't heard much about him until late. I guess after Ulysses Nobles was leaving the program, you heard, this is the guy they're going to bring in.
Right.
And I really haven't, Mike couldn't talk about recruiting prior to signing day, and yesterday we were a little preoccupied with other things, an offensive basketball program, but they've sort of been put on the back burner. I was thinking, thank God B.J. Young announced Monday night he was coming back, because if that had happened Tuesday, it probably would have been in briefs or something.
So what do we know about this kid? He's Mr. Basketball Louisiana, right? 5'11".
If you look at the list of Mr. Basketballs in Louisiana, it's a pretty impressive list of players. A lot of really good players. And it's the sports writers that pick him, so you know the sports writers are very smart people. But based on who's recruiting him, you got to say, wow, is this guy an SEC caliber player? But you know, Mike Anderson and his staff, I mean, I would trust them to know what they need in their program. They obviously like the kid. I mean, Scotty Thurman, you know, he was not a heavily recruited guy, and he turned out pretty well. So I'm not saying this guy's, Chris Paul or something, but I can't believe they would have signed him if they didn't think he was a quality player to help their program. So sometimes, you know, guys kind of slip under the radar in recruiting, and certain coaches really like the guy. So he's
Score one
a sleeper,
Scoring for the short guys, Bob. That's what I'm talking about. All those little guys got to stick together.
There you go.
Yeah, Pat, you're what, 6'2 or something?
Yeah, that's right. But Justin's like 5'8".
I'm 5'8 and 3/4". Thank you.
5'8 and 3/4".
I tell you, seriously, here's a good question. Pat, who were you offered by out of college? Like what, Northeastern and Boston
BU,
University?
BU, Northeastern, and St. Bonaventure.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I can still remember, even though this was like 100 years ago, I can remember when Pat committed. And, well, that's aging me and you. But I remember thinking, who is this guy? Northeastern? He was recruited by Northeastern and Boston University. This guy playing the SEC. And, Pat, you know, you turned out pretty well.
Well, you know what helped, too? That recruiting class, you had Derek Hood, McDonald's All-American. You had Kareem was coming, eligible. And you had Nikki Davis, Sunday Adebayo, Jesse Pate. So I was like the ninth signee of nine new guys. So kind of. I flew
yeah, but
the
you were
radar.
The one that left as the SEC's all-time leading
that's
3-point
true,
shooter.
Yeah, that's
you're in the
true.
Top. You're in the top five Arkansas's all-time leading scorers.
I'm sorry, Bob. We're out of time. Yeah, that's
career.
True, Bob. We're up against a heartbreak. Remember those days, Bob. All right, Bob. Listen, thank you so much for the insight. And any timetable? I mean, do you have any feel for when you might hear something from Long again? When you guys might get a chance to talk to him?
I don't. It'd be great if he'd talk to us today or tomorrow or something. My guess is we won't get a chance to talk to him at least until after the spring game. It may not be then, but presumably when he's ready to make some kind of decision on going forward with an interim or hiring a coach. Yeah, the next time we talk to him might be when he hires a coach where they announce so-and-so's the interim moving forward. But
right.
I really don't know. I mean, I understand he's got a lot of things. I saw where he tweeted late last night that he hadn't talked to anybody about that coaching job yet, but as other people point out, that doesn't mean people who work for Jeff or work with Jeff haven't talked to somebody who worked for somebody. I mean, that's kind of how they can have the deniability these days is, hey, Pat Bradley might be an emissary for Arkansas. You never
I'm
know.
I'll put my name in for that for one of those jobs up there.
You couldn't afford the pay cut. $55K, I'm going to get it for you.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that's like 1 week at the buzz.
Yeah.
Bob, no, not really. Bob, we appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for coming on with us today.
Okay, you guys take care. Go Tigers.